I have a Magic Jack telephone. It's an internet phone. It is connected to a USB port on my Dell desktop computer, and it's wireless to my Comcast router. The phone works. I can make voice phone calls. However, if I'm calling my bank, like Bank of America or Fidelity, somewhere where you have to send them touch tone to control the computer, the computer's not hearing my touch tone. The touch tone works to make the phone call. Once the phone call's connected, I can hear touch tone in my ear, but the computer acts like it's not hearing anything. I've been back and forth on this a few times with Magic Jack, and their information is just really less than helpful, and my computer technician doesn't know the answer. So I'm wondering if anybody has any guesses as to what might be causing this.
I'm wondering if maybe once the software connects you, it assumes that you're not going to want to send touchtones down the line, and it's just muting them as far as the call is concerned?
They're trying to suggest that there's some sort of a switch, a setting somewhere, either in Magic Jack or in the Comcast router. My technician has looked it all up, and I looked it all up, and apparently that switch has to do with whether the voice is full duplex or half duplex. There have been times, like if I call my sister on her cell phone, I can hear her, but she can't hear me. And I think that sometimes is a Comcast problem, because Comcast is really going over the internet. And if I call back, the problem goes away. So
have you been able to do this successfully before?
That's a very good question. I've had Magic Jack for years and years and years and years, and I never used it to call the bank. You know, I always do that on my landline. And, you know, for the first time, I thought, gee, I'll just try it. And it didn't work. And my technician asked me the same question. Has it ever worked in the past? And all I can say is I just haven't tried it in the past.
If the tone is coming through as a very short burst, it may simply not be long enough for the bank system to register that the tone actually happened at all. And the bank system may be slower than the normal phone system for getting the touch tones through. So when you make a call, it's perfectly fine because, say for the sake of argument, that tone is a tenth of a second. That tenth of a second is long enough. But when you get to the bank system, the bank maybe requires a quarter of a second. So as far as that system is concerned, it's just not there.
If there is a setting, it would have to be in either the Magic Jack software. That's about it. That's the only place it would be.
If the tones themselves are either not loud enough or too loud, if, for instance, the tone is too loud, you may be getting additional intermodulation distortion products that will cause the system to think it's hearing something other than the pure DTMF tone that it's supposed to hear.
Either that, or maybe it's triggering an AGC type of situation and it's wiping out the tones entirely. Yeah,
it may be something in the Magic Jack software that's causing a delay, or I mean, that's an additional layer beyond what normally happens with a landline phone. I mean, you've got whatever the VoIP is doing, you've got going through your computer, getting to the internet via your computer. I mean, this could just be some kind of weird. Yeah.
If you call someone with the Magic Jack and just audio to audio, and then you press touch tones, do they hear them?
Yes, I actually have called the Magic Jack technical support, and I can beep touch tone in their ear.
So the touch tones are going across the audio. It could be a bandwidth thing too, where it's not getting the whole touch tone.
You know what though, Jeff? Maybe that suggests to me that Magic Jack may be doing some additional processing to figure out if the number should be blocked. And that processing might be throwing just enough of a delay to jam things up when you go into another system. I mean, you've got a whole bunch of things that are kind of working together here, and I suspect it's going to be a real bear to, you know, figure out exactly which one of them might be causing the problem.
This is Jim. I use Magic Jack, but I just use it on the app on my iPhone. It works fine doing everything you've talked about. Well, it passes through everything, so I don't know.
If somebody approached you and said, I need to get a scanning product or my computer. I know this person does not want to invest in OpenBook or Kurzweil. Where would you recommend they start?
The first question is always, what are they trying to scan?
Mail, okay. Documents.
And what do they have already?
This person does not really have much. She's got Seeing AI on her phone and that kind of stuff. But she doesn't really have anything. She does have a laptop computer.
If she had JAWS, I would say, yeah, flatbed scanner is a good way to go.
No, I think she really wants to hook it up to her computer. And what is it, the one that Tim did? Was that DocuScan?
You could do DocuScan. Yeah,
is that
about $300 or $400? You'd have to, you know, invest, plus a scanner.
You need a scanner. That's the key, Jeanette. You need something that puts it.
All right.
Needs a flat. Your flatbed's probably the cheapest. You could do it with one of those Pearl cameras, maybe, if she wants something like that.
If she got a Pearl camera, would she still need a flatbed scanner?
No.
But she would need is still a JAWS. Cheapest way to do it, if she's doing it on a computer, maybe the annual subscription of JAWS and a flatbed scanner.
Yeah, because you can get a flatbed scanner for $70 or $80.
Because the thing that I'm doing for my OCR is something called Modi, Microsoft Office Document Imager. It is a competitor to Adobe. You know, everyone who uses Adobe, no one heard of Modi. It's a Microsoft product, and they give it to you in the Microsoft Windows bundle. You do have to turn it on. My technician has installed it for me as a virtual printer. So I do a control P to print something. I got like 12 different printers, and one of them says TIFF, which is a different format. And when a document comes up in TIFF, it's graphical, JAWS doesn't speak it. But then I can do OCR using Modi, and it does a pretty good job, and it gives me the choice of bringing up the document in various different formats, because I'm not just reading documents, I'm fiddling with them. So I need to have all kinds of different controls. And it didn't cost anything, and it's already in the system, so that's what I've been using.
Is there anywhere in the known universe a document that lists the updated menu commands for the Hable One? Not the functions, but the menu commands?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they've done anything with those. I can tell, they've only done the functions.
On my iPhone, there's times now that my iPhone will stop talking. I'll be doing something. It can be either in mail or, you know, sometimes in Safari, you know, where I'm doing something, and all of a sudden, everything just stops. I can flick around the screen. I can sometimes hear a sound like it's flicking, but nothing happens. But if I let it wait, like maybe 30 seconds, speech comes back. Has anyone else noticed this problem, or is it just my phone?
I've noticed it on screens that are really busy for whatever reason. And if the screen is in the process of refreshing, you may not get anything. And I don't think we always know when the screen is actually refreshed completely.
You're right, Steve. That's what it's almost reminds me of, like something that's like it's refreshing. But I don't believe it's happened. It happened. It's only sort of recently that's happened. Maybe the last update or so.
What kind of phone are you using, John? I know it's an iPhone, but what?
It's a 12 Pro, so it's not the latest. But
that's a pretty good phone, though. I mean, it's a pretty fast phone.
Yes.
It shouldn't have any problems like that. I have an SE 2020, which is not the newest SE, but the second generation, I guess. And occasionally it will do some funky things. But the last update that they just did a couple of days ago seems to have fixed some things anyway. So that's worth updating too.
That might be a good question to ask Apple Disability.
I have an SE 2 also. And sometimes when I use the camera and then afterwards, something is kind of weird. I don't hear voiceover, except it takes a very long time. But when I connect it to the wall, it works fine. I notice this mostly with the camera, when I use the camera.
But it just seems, you know, strange, because like I said, it seems like it's just happened with the last update or so. I've tried everything, you know, mm-hmm. shutting down the phone and, you know, restarting it and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't seem to be a real rhyme or reason when it actually happens.